Good to talk to everyone. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph comes out that the shear of a sukkah is that it has to be machzik reisha v'rubei v'shulchanai, most of the person and his shulchan. And this is how it's paskin in Tafresh Amud Aleph, that a sukkah has to be big enough to be machzik reisha v'rubei v'shulchanai. And the reason for that is because that's how much of a person has to be in the sukkah while he's in the sukkah. You don't need the whole person, not kulei, but just reisha v'rubei together with a shulchan. Most of the reiva of the person has to be in the sukkah. And from this, l'chaira, there is a kasha on a famous vart from the Gra. The Gra is a famous vart that he says on the Pasuk of Tehillim. The Pasuk says, in Ayin Vav, v'hiba shalim sukayim u'nasei b'tziyayin, and the Gra learns on the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is saying that there are only two mitzvahs in the Torah that a person enters with all of his body. Tziyayin, which is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and sukay, which is a mitzvah of sukkah. Both of those mitzvahs you enter with your whole body, and there's no other mitzvah in the Torah where a person is nichnas with his whole guf. So l'chayr l'fi, the way it comes out from the Gemara over here, it's mashma that sukkah is not a mitzvah that you enter with your whole body. You don't have to have your whole body in the sukkah. All you need is reisha v'ruba. You just need reiva of your body. So why does the Gra consider this a mitzvah that you go in with your whole body? This ha'ara I heard from Rav Naftali Yeager Shlita, that l'chayr this is a ha'ara on the Gra. You see, you only need reisha v'ruba. You don't need kulay. And I thought that maybe you could be miyash of this kasha, alpi a chakira that the achayrim have over here in the getter of the din, of Reisha Verubay in the Sukkah. So Shaila is, what's the get of this din of Reisha Verubay? Is it the pshat that really you need kulay, really you need all of the person to be in the Sukkah? But if Reiv of you is in the Sukkah, that's good enough, al tzadin of Rubay kekulay, Reiv of the person is as if all of you are there, and that's considered kulay? Or is the pshat that you don't need to come on to Rubay kekulay, it's not the pshat that you need kulay, but Rubay is good enough, all the tires mechayv to be in the Sukkah is Rubay, you just need Reiv of the person, you don't need kulay, and that's enough for the kiyum of mitzvah Sukkah. So if you hold that the pshat is that it's a din of rubai, then it's taka good kasha, right? L'chari, you don't need to be there kulay, rubai is good enough, and that is l'chari tzarechin on the ground. But if the pshat is that the shir is really kulay, you have to be there fully, mishlemis. But if you rubai is there, it works, midin rubai ka kulay, then it's not a taina. Vada, you're there kulay, it is considered kulay, you have to be there kulay, but al pi halacha, halacha views rubai ka kulay, it's as if you're fully there, so mele it is a mitzvah where you're nichnas to the mitzvah with your whole goof. So that could be efshir a yishuv to this kash on the ground from the Gemara. But the problem is that Mishon Lezalman brings a gvaldik raya that the gather of the din of reishav rubai is not midin rubai kekulay, but it's a din of rubai, all you need is rubai. And his raya is like this. What would be the nafmina between the stut stadim? That if it's a din of rubai kekulay, then l'char l'chat chila, you should be makbid to be there fully, to have your whole body in the sukkah. Usually by Rubai Kekulay or Makbid L'chatchila to try to do Kulay, but the Yavid Rubai is good enough. But if it's a din that all you need is Rubai, then Rubai would work even L'chatchila. There's no inin to be Makbid to have Kulay at all. So Shalmazam brings a raya. He says, I'll prove to you that this is not it. There's no din L'chatchila to be Kulay in the Sukkah. Because every time you sit in the Sukkah and you're sitting by a table and your legs are under the table, if the table is 10 fachim tall, then the table is a mechitza, it's a reshus b'fnei atzmai. That means that your legs are not in the sukkah. So you're sitting in the sukkah, and a good part of your body is not in the sukkah. So anechanam ruba is in the sukkah, but not kulay. So l'chayr, every time you sit by a table, you're only being yaitzah the sukkah b'diyavid, and le'shamanu, the people should be makbid, not to have your legs under the sukkah while you're sitting there. So Shomazam proves in here that it must be that this din of reisha v'ruba is not the pshat that you really need kulay, and Reisha v'Rubai is as if you have Kulay, but the Pshat is all you need is Rubai. Rubai is good enough, that's all the Torah is mechayv you, and therefore l'chatchila you can have Rubai. And l'fi that, it's l'chayr hadu kush l'duchta on the gain, that this is not a mitzvah that you go in b'shlemis, it's only Reisha v'Rubai, but not Kulay. So we have to come up with a different Pshat in the Gra. So I thought that maybe it could be miyashiv like this. Let me just be makdim another ha'ara I heard on the Gra. This I heard from Shalom Kamenetsky Shlita. And he asked like this. This is a kasha many people ask, that l'chayr there is another mitzvah in the Torah that you're in with your whole body, and that's the mitzvah of mikvah. When a person's tayyib in the mikvah, his whole body goes into the mikvah. So why does the Gra not count the mitzvah of tefillah b'mikvah? So now Pashas you can answer, and I think this is what he answered as well. Alpi the Yadudik Yisayid from the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says Yisayid that when a person is tayyib in the mikvah, what's mitahirim is not the yurida into the ma'im, not being in the water, but it's the aliyah, the leaving of the mikvah is what's metayr. Like it says, Tavu v'Allah, the aliyah, when you leave the mikvah, that's what's metayr. So nechinami, you're in the mikvah with your whole body, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tyra, which is when you leave. So that's not a mitzvah where you enter anywhere with your whole body. That could be efshar, a pshat in the gain, why it doesn't bring mikvah. But I think that the ikar teretz is a little bit more yisaitistic. We have to understand, what is the gain trying to say over here? What does he mean when he's saying these are the only two mitzvahs that you go in with your whole body? Atu karuchla, you know, limni velezel, is it just counting mitzvahs you do with your whole body? And, you know, how many mitzvahs do you do with one aver? How many mitzvahs do you do with your mouth? How many with your leg, with your hand? What's this inning of counting mitzvahs you do with your whole body? So l'chayr, it's pasha, what the guy meant is not to say that, you know, he's measuring how much of a person goes into the mitzvah, but his point is that these are two mitzvahs that a person does, that his whole life goes into the mitzvah. He lives his life in the mitzvah. He eats in the mitzvah, he drinks in the mitzvah, he sleeps in the mitzvah. Whatever he does is part of the mitzvah. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you live there. Your whole life is part of, is b'kedusha. Your whole life is being done in the eifin of a mitzvah. And who then sukkah? When you go to the sukkah, everything you do, you're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping, everything is done by eifin of a mitzvah, and that's the godless of these two mitzvahs. So in Mela, it's not shver, the fact that in mikveh you're going with your whole body, and in chanam you're going with your whole body, but you don't live in the mikveh, you don't sit and live your life in the mikveh, you go in and you go out. So that's no shaychus to what the Gaon is trying to say. In Mela, if you that, I don't think the kasha from Reish of Aruba is a kasha, because the point is not, do you go in with your whole body, is there, you know, a tiny drop missing or not? The point is that you live in the mitzvah. That's what he means, you're nechnas kulay. So whether your whole body goes in or just part of your body or most of your body, doesn't make a difference. The aside is, these are two mitzvahs that a person lives in the mitzvah. Sukkah and Yisrael, that's the chashivas of these mitzvahs. And even though lahalach elamaisim, could be you don't have to mamish put your whole body in fully, Aruba is good enough, but the aside of the mitzvah is to live in the mitzvah.